SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
For more than 60,000 years, storytelling has been at the heart of First Nations culture. At Warren Warren Early Learning Centre in southwest Sydney, story time is a highlight of each day for the children. With specialised learning programs supported by the Australian Literacy and Numeracy Foundation, the centre is one of hundreds across the country helping to close the gap on Indigenous education. Jodie Bell is Centre Manager at Warren Warren Thorall Child and Family Centre.
Our children actually love embracing the program. You know, we talk about Tommy Turtle, we talk about, you know, Arthur Puppet, and just letters and sounds and reading books. The relationship with literacy is there, and it's something that I think we can all be proud of as a community, as well as Australian Literacy and Numeracy Foundation.
By incorporating traditional Aboriginal songs, stories and art, the children are encouraged to share their own yarns as a way of gaining greater confidence in the classroom. Educator Alinta Penchev-Scott says using first language with young children contributed to stronger literacy growth in English.
The biggest thing for me is, like, at come graduation time, I can honestly say, like, they all leave confident, and that's the biggest thing, because they come to you. It's such a vulnerable stage, and, you know, they come shy and like all that. So when they leave, I can see that through their confidence, that they've left knowing that they're ready for school. You can see that it's evident on their faces, that they're ready to take on the next chapter of their lives.
Improving access to early childhood education is a key priority in Closing the Gap reforms. By 2025, it's hoped 95% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are enrolled in preschool. That target is on track to be met, with a steady rise in national enrolment since 2016. But ALNF Executive Trainer of the Early Language and Literacy Program, Pam Balinski, says more needs to be done to help those still falling through the cracks.
There's an enormous amount that needs to be done. The inequality between, regional and remote communities and their access to early education compared to metropolitan areas is significant. So we just need to be able to increase children's access to early education so that they then have better outcomes at school.
To mark National Reconciliation Week, the Foundation has partnered with several celebrities to help spread the word. Among those supporting the campaign is Wiradjuri actor and play school presenter Luke Carroll. Luke says he grew up with a love of literacy, inspired by his late mother, Auntie Faye, who worked as an Aboriginal education aide in schools for 30 years.
It was beautiful to see what she left behind, and I just want to continue that. And this is why I put my name forward as an ambassador to this great campaign and this great organisation. It means so much, and I'm proud of the work they do. And like I said, if I can do my little bit, helping raise awareness and hopefully close that gap, hopefully Mum will be happy.
The ambassadors are promoting limited edition T-shirts designed by Australian clothing label Deus Ex Machina, with 100% of the proceeds supporting ALNF's vital work with First Nations communities. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.